Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 63. 63 weeks of mostly Paul and I bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft are talking about, but not last week, because last week
was Boys Without Boys.
Boys Without Boys. I'll have the show to be slightly lackluster.
Really?
Yes, I'm
really?
Missing just a certain
because we
je
had,
sais quoi.
We had like 9 more thumbs up than we've had on any other show.
For them.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Begged
we
for
begged
them.
And pleaded, and it was delivered. So
it was delivered.
Thanks a lot to all of Adam's friends that probably gave us thumbs up.
So. Right? We've got to get some more friends. But while last show was lacking, I'm just kidding. You guys did a great job.
It's
sorry
good.
For touching you. This show, we actually have a live studio audience. Paul brought his mom and dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Here are pictures of them. Or maybe just avatars. I mean, we can always make some afterwards, and that
right.
way they don't actually have to sign an agreement saying we can use their likeness.
So. Well, I know they're here and they're excited to get to watch the magic happen, so let's start the show.
We'll do it. All right, Laura, now that you're back from E3...
Why do you say it like that?
Well...
Just because you're weird.
Yeah, just because I missed you so much, and I'm perhaps maybe a little bit jealous that you got
you
to go to
be.
L.A. for... over the time that E3 was.
non-specific amount
yeah.
of time.
But
yes.
But it turns out that Kinect is actually spurring a bunch of businesses to make new games. Like one of the best game studios out there, Burger King Game
right.
Studios.
Burger King Game Studios. Highly revealed. Big booth at E3.
Oh, yeah?
Burger King Game Studios, yeah.
It was probably a whopper of a booth, wasn't it?
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, a few years back, okay.
This is the whole Kinect game. This is what they're going to make. You just pretend like you have a burger in your hand, and you just nod
they
your head.
Should redo Burger Time. Remember that video game where they threw you the beer, and then if you dropped the beers and they slid it down the bar?
Nope.
Really?
No, I don't think I was alive in the 1970s, but...
Ay, you are so difficult.
Sometimes.
Anyway, a few years back, Microsoft, the Xbox 360 and Burger King had a bit of a partnership where they made these games, and if you bought a kid's meal, or I don't know if that's a McDonald's, but yeah. some sort of meal, a family meal, you got the opportunity to buy these limited Burger King games for $4.
Yep.
Cutesy little arcade games, you
right.
know. We're not talking Red Dead Revolver here. These were not...
It's something like Paperboy, but instead of having a Paperboy, it would have... Or Paper Girl. Or Ms. Pac-Man.
I was reading in the 80s.
Right. Yeah, reading manuals about how you could go to college, so...
We're going to really get through this story, I swear to God. Anyway, now they're going to start making Burger King's going to start making these limited edition games for the Kinect.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard any specific news about what the sort of gameplay will entail.
Yep.
But I find it interesting that I'm sure it's going to be similar to the fitness games that are out there now. And like, why wouldn't they?
That's what I would associate with
Burger
King.
This is what I'm saying. Wouldn't they partner with someone like Subway? Who's known for like their Fresh Fit sandwiches and the big sponsorship of The Biggest Loser, your favorite show.
I know.
And what's the guy's name, Jeremy, whatever, who lost all that weight. Like they're sort of promoting the whole healthy thing. It's interesting to me that that this partnership is with Burger King.
Yeah. I think it's probably more from Burger King's point of view.
They have salads now though. So.
Yeah, the salad McShaker. Wait, no, that's McDonald's again.
Yeah, you can't go there.
The Asian chicken salad. No, also McDonald's.
Again, I just know they have salads.
Yeah, so here we are promoting McDonald's and Subway, even though Burger King's investing probably hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars.
And you know what? It's a great opportunity to get a game for cheap. You get a meal, you get a Kinect game,
yeah.
done.
You can work off the 3,000 calories from that burger in about 48 hours of
gameplay.
You're just
going to get me in all sorts of trouble here. Let's move on. So, big news that people are excited about.
Big news
is that IE9 just released, I believe, its third preview.
Yes.
A lot of news about HTML5 and Canvas, and people are very excited.
The Canvas element, yeah.
The Canvas element is exciting.
Very exciting.
And, actually, Larry Larson from our team, which we call him Lightbulb, posted a ton of videos that go more in-depth about a bunch of the features. So we'll link to those right here. But if you just want a quick overview, Paul's going to go ahead and give it to you.
Yeah, so with IE9, Microsoft has finally gotten into the JavaScript speed race. So previously with IE8, it took... something like 3.5 to 4 seconds to run this test, where a lot of the competitive browsers were under 0.7 seconds. And now Microsoft IE9 Tech Preview 3 is actually in the running to be like in the top 5. So
great.
We're only like 50 milliseconds behind like the fastest, which I think was Opera. But there are all sorts of great demos where we show off how i9 is actually best of breed in a number of cases. So using the new canvas element and a number of 2D graphic intensive operations, i9 is really coming in top of the lead. So in this Microsoft event that was happening this past week, they showed how i9 actually beat out Firefox and Chrome, Chrome being the very fast browser that everyone knows today,
right.
but i9 was actually really showed it up and apparently embarrassed the other browsers.
Ooh.
So
them's fighting words.
Wow, we've spent
terrible.
Way too much time together.
Anyway, check out the videos on Channel 9, and we'll also link to some of these demos which you can check out.
Yep, there's also a website where you can run the things yourself. It is microsoft.com/testdrive, I believe.
So. Making good television there while you read.
I know, right?
Next.
All right. In lieu of Max not being here anymore,
Max, our token Zune fanboy.
Yeah, huge Zune fanboy. Microsoft has now announced that we are accepting credit cards to purchase stuff from our Zune marketplace. You no longer have to buy Microsoft Xbox points to then go buy music. How amazing is that?
I wonder how this is going to affect the Zune subscription service, though. I mean, they're not canceling that.
Right.
No. So you still have the subscription service, which I still think is a viable option. It's still available.
Yep.
But now you can go in and buy other Zune products, like movies.
Yep. Well, so the big announcement here is not so much that the subscription thing is still going on. That's the business model that Microsoft's trying to attach to, and you can use that music on your devices or on your Xbox or on your Windows 7 PCs and probably eventually the Windows Phone 7 series that are coming out this fall. But here, if you ever wanted to purchase music, like actually purchase an MP3 before, you'd have to go buy some Microsoft Xbox points.
Dollar for dollar.
Right.
It's always confusing how much it was worth.
So there's always one extra step to buy currency, virtual currency, to then go pay for things. I understand if you want to get an avatar hat, and apparently we make hundreds of millions of dollars from selling things like that, as we
mentioned. Your parents are the ones buying them, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my mom's on Farmville or playing classic Aladdin or whatever. I don't know what game she bought
World
recently.
World of Warcraft.
No, I don't think that she's a level 77 paladin or anything like that. But who knows? My mom could have an entirely different world going on her Windows 7 PC back home. But yeah, no, I'm very happy to see that that we're making it very easy for customers to purchase things through our Zune Marketplace. Plus, we also announced that through Bing, you can search for music and you can play, you can find millions of tracks and play any one of them once.
You can stream it for free.
For free.
For free. And so that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show with our thank you to our studio audience, Mom and Pop Mess Maker.
Yep.
And hopefully you guys will be kind to us this week and give us lots of thumbs up.
We're shooting for at least 108 this week.
We want 108 thumbs ups. So please, just give it to us. And then Paul would like to reflect on some of the comments made in last week's show, because you got a bunch, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
we'd love it when you comment.
So I asked the Niners what they thought about the ideal Connect pricing, because there have been some rumors floating around the internet that weren't officially sponsored by Microsoft.
Rumors.
Well, not nasty at all. It was just
all rumors are nasty, Paul.
Oh, okay. Well, the rumor has it that people really like your haircut.
It's a lie.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the 80s. I know I need to update. Let's get back to the show.
Adam and I talked about that there was rumors out there that the Kinect pricing would be about $149, and some analysts and people in the community thought that was a little bit too expensive. The Niners out there, it seemed like half of them were it's a little bit more expensive than we'd like, but it's comparable to the cost of buying lots of controllers for another system, or comparable to the cost of a Wii if you already have an Xbox, and there are 34 or 35 million Xboxes out there right now.
Right.
So this is could actually make sense for that amount of money, but
there is no official word yet.
No, there's no official word from Microsoft.
So it's all just speculation and rumors, but we'll let you know as soon as there is an official word.
Yep.
So there you go.
And we do appreciate all you guys following us and giving
thumbs
us your comments.
And that's it. Look out below.
Here we go. Let's see if you can hit the camera.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh, I got it. One.
Oh, you should have just stopped.
All this.